Drivers honk their horns as a crowd of people wearing raincoats and holding coffee wave campaign signs at the corner of a downtown intersection early Tuesday morning. Assembly candidate Neil Steininger said he wanted to get out during the morning rush hour traffic to make sure people remember to vote.
I'm feeling good. I feel like, you know, we're reminding folks that today's last day and feeling like there's going to be a good turnout.
Steininger is running for the open District 1 seat against another candidate, Connor Ulmer. There are also five candidates running for an open District 2 seat this election. Alongside Steininger on the corner of the intersection was incumbent Mayor Beth Weldon. She's running for her third term against challenger Angela Rodell.
Well, I'm pretty hopeful that we have a really good voter turnout. We had lots of early votes in, so I'm hoping today we'll have a lot more votes in, and I'm hopeful that I'm the winner.
Weldon says she thinks voter turnout is going to be higher this year because of the Ship Free Saturday proposition on the ballot. It asks voters whether to ban large cruise ships from visiting on Saturdays and on the 4th of July starting next summer. There are also two less contentious bond measures on the ballot related to public health and safety. Randy Bates is a commercial and recreational fisherman in Juneau. He cast his vote at the Mendenhall Valley Public Library early Tuesday morning. He had this to say about the Ship Free Saturday proposition.
I'm not going to tell you how I voted, but as a recreational fisherman, you know, I've got a partner who wants to go out on the weekends on Saturdays, and these charter boats and these whale watchers are just overwhelming the waters out here.
On the other side of town, Heather Ramseth was dropping off her ballot in a drop box outside City Hall. She says she was happy to see such a robust ballot this year with new and returning candidates on it.
I'm pleased that people are running. I think it's a really scary time to put yourself out there.
Ramseth said her ballot includes a mix of new and incumbent candidates, and she said she would not be voting in favor of the Ship Free Saturday proposition.
It's too hard a line just to say no ships on Saturdays. I think trying to be more nuanced about our approach is important, and continuing to have conversations even though it's hard.
The ballot also has two recall questions asking whether to oust Board of Education President Dee Dee Sorensen and another asking whether to recall Board Vice President Emil Mackey. Sally and Frank Rue were also at City Hall to drop off their ballots in the drop box. Sally is a former member of the school board.
I voted against the recalls because I do not think that's a constructive way to go forward, and I understand how difficult, you know, this situation was, and I'm really happy I wasn't on the school board then. So I would really like to see the community and the district go forward.
The preliminary results of the election released Tuesday night only include ballots that were mailed in or dropped off before Election Day. Official results won't be certified by election officials until October 15th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.